This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Ryan, it's that time of the year. The International Convention is just around the corner.
Yes, very exciting. And on our show today, we have three of our presenters who will be there at the 85th Annual Toastmasters International Convention from Wednesday, August 17th to Saturday, August 20th at the Marriott Marquis, Washington, D.C. Our guest today is distinguished Toastmaster and accredited speaker Anne Barab, a guest actually who you've had the pleasure of meeting before and seeing present before. She's a personal excellence expert who helps people learn how positive or negative beliefs affect their personal and professional success. After joining Toastmasters in 1998, Anne decided she wanted to be a professional speaker, and she earned her accredited speaker designation in 2002. Proving that it's never too late to go for it, she switched careers at age 50 and has been speaking to Fortune 500 companies, associations, and nonprofits worldwide ever since. Anne is the author of the humorous book, The Sooner You Laugh, The Faster You Heal, and she is going to be presenting at the International Convention on Friday, August 19th, and I love her session title, I Had a Life Plan, But the Magnet Fell Off the Fridge. Anne Barab, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome, Anne.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan and Greg. I'm delighted to have the opportunity to speak at Toastmasters to give an educational session.
It's funny because I went to heat up my coffee just before we came online, and I got a few fridge magnets sitting on the floor. Tell us a little bit about your presentation.
Basically, the thrust of my presentation, the through line, is that you really need to have more of a life plan than just a magnet on the fridge that says, be pleasant. Because, you know, that was like my life plan. It's, if you just be nice, everything will fall into place, which, of course, was totally absurd. So anyway, what I am going to be doing in this session is giving people three specific tips. Things that they can implement that are easy peasy to do. The result of these three behavior modifications or changes will be to retrain your brain to be positive, which will lead to more joy, more peace, contentment, and satisfaction in life. So people who would desire life satisfaction ought to attend, and the grumps can go somewhere else.
Right. We don't want them in there anyway.
Yeah. No. The grumpies really, really need it.
Right.
That's the point is, and I got a couple of emails from friends around the world, Toastmaster friends around the world who said, so you're going to change my life. Actually, yes, if you're interested in changing your life. Yes, this is not made up stuff. This is based on real science. I'm excited because I've got some new research about left brain, right brain stuff and how that impacts which part of your brain is actually working when you're being negative versus when you're being positive. And this is new stuff for me, and I'm excited to give this gift to Toastmasters at the convention this year.
Nice. As you've said here, this is based on behavioral research. I know we don't want to give away all your secrets, although I'm dying to hear them now. But could you maybe talk a little bit about the sources of the research? Is this from books or from psychology journals, or what's sort of the source of the material here?
Personal experience.
It's actually the whole positive psychology movement began kind of on the shoulders of Dr. Martin Seligman. And what has happened in the last 15 years is that psychology as a industry has come to the realization that they've really been poorly serving the public because they've been focusing on the -5 to 0 part of the continuum. In other words, so you're really, really in trouble. Let's just try to get you to normal. Where the reality is that 95% of the population wants to improve their lives from the 0 to the +5 part of the continuum and experience more satisfaction, more joy, more contentment, and more self-actualization. So what has happened is a transformation in the industry, and with the help of the internet, it is now possible for psychologists to study far more than just freshmen on campus coming to do various tests. They can go out online and get all kinds of studies. So the amount of material that is coming out, the meta studies, the bulk of this material is huge. It is completely disproving the notion that your life is a function of your past. And therefore, one of the things that we have to address is, are you willing to let go of that notion, which turns out to be urban myth? But it's the foundation of everything Freudian. So if you're willing to let go of that notion, then great, you can do some wonderful things to change the whole structure of your brain and your life.
I recall that you were our special keynote speaker at our district conference in Fort McMurray a couple of years ago. And I recall that you did talk about a subject that was very serious, but yet you made it fairly lighthearted. I mean, this is a very serious topic. So how is the delivery going to be like?
Well, I'm planning to enjoy it myself. I'm hoping everybody else will too.
Oh, good, because it's a heavy topic.
It's not heavy. I have to throw in the science for the doubters and the linear thinkers and the skepticals. And that's a good thing, so that, you know, everybody knows that this is real stuff and not just some kind of made up feel good pop talk. But the bottom line is, let's have fun. It's going to be interactive. We're going to have people participate and just learn. It's going to be fast paced and funny. And there you go.
Cool. And I also want to ask you, the promise, if you will, that the session can change someone's life. That's a big promise. So what do you think? And I know it may be different for every person, so answer this the best you can. How do you see attendees' lives changing as a result of having attended your session?
My objective, my passion, my mission in life is to help people learn to feel that they've mastered life instead of that they're helplessly and hopelessly being buffeted by it. In order to do that, it has to do with the way you think and the way you problem solve when bad stuff happens. Because, of course, everybody's spectacular when good stuff is going on. It's just we kind of tend to fall apart when bad stuff happens. So understanding some basic principles or some basic habits that you have about how you think, and then being able to understand what you need to change, really will transform your life. It has transformed mine, and I have any number of hundreds of clients who have said, my gosh, I never thought of that before, and I'm going to apply that. So the objective of my session is to challenge everybody who attends or listens to select at least one thing and apply it. Because the fact of the matter is, nobody cares if you come and sit at a convention. They only care if you go home and you grow and change and improve.
Great. So attendees will have the chance to take that challenge on Friday, August 19th at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C., of course, at the Toastmasters International Convention. And once again, Anne's session title, I Had a Life Plan, But the Magnet Fell Off the Fridge. Anne Barab, thanks so much for joining the show, and all the best with your convention presentation.
Thanks, Anne.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Greg. It's been a pleasure.
We have Cheryl Rausch, Distinguished Toastmaster, Accredited Speaker, and Past District Governor. She's been a Toastmaster since 1987, earning her accredited speaker designation in 1993, and she continues to mentor others who are trying to earn this award. Cheryl is the CEO of Sparkle Presentations, Inc. in San Diego, California, and has presented more than 3,500 keynotes and seminars globally. She was named Member of the Year by two chapters of the National Speakers Association and was awarded a Toastmasters Presidential Citation. She's published 17 books, including Heart of a Toastmaster, named Best Anthology by International Book Awards upon its release in 2014, and in 2016 received the Author of Influence Award. We also have Rochelle Rice. She's a nationally recognized speaker, author, and educator with a passion for empowering lives through movement. She holds a Master of Arts, a Certified Speaking Professional designation from the National Speakers Association, and earned her accredited speaker designation in 2010, A former professional jazz dancer, Rochelle embraces the health at every size paradigm. Rochelle has been a member of Bryant Park Toastmasters in New York City since 2001. She is both a past president of her club and the New York City chapter of NSA. She's the author of Real Fitness for Real Women and Size Sensitivity Training Programs and Environments. She's also appeared on Fox News, ABC World News Tonight, and the CBS Early Show. Cheryl, Rochelle, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Thank you. Yay!
Thank you, Greg.
You are both going to be co-presenting an educational on how to become an accredited speaker.
We are so excited. On Friday from the main stage on August 19th, 8 to 10 a.m. This is unprecedented to have such an incredible two-hour block of teaching people how to do it, what it is, and how to pass.
So the attendees are going to get a lot of sparkle and jazz, pardon the pun.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, Greg.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us, what is the Accredited Speaker Program?
In a nutshell, this Accredited Speaker Program is designed for professional speakers who combine expert knowledge in a particular subject with mastery of the spoken word that makes us sought-after experts in our respective fields. It is the creme de la creme, the highest award for communication professional speaking caliber that Toastmasters International honors. And the program started in 1981. We currently have 67 who have earned this designation, including 14 of us who are women.
I know recently on the Toastmasters podcast, we interviewed number 67, and that was Ellie Kay. It was great speaking with her.
It was a beautiful interview, too. Well done. A lot of people don't know that you can earn it. You can be eligible and not be a distinguished Toastmaster. That's one of the big myths, because the professional speaker designation is the voice of Toastmasters with the accredited speaker. To be eligible, you need to be a member in good standing, to have earned an Able Toastmaster, Advanced Toastmaster Bronze, or Advanced Communicator Bronze, and have a minimum of 25 paid engagements to non-Toastmasters within 3 years, and 15 of those need to be paid.
It seems I read somewhere that some people have this misconception that this is a competition.
It's interesting to say competition. One of the reasons I went on this track was because it was a competition with myself as opposed to the world champion. And what I enjoyed about it was the opportunity, and especially for all Toastmasters out there, is the opportunity to bring your best game for yourself, to be able to rise to this level, to deliver a message, to deliver a speech at Toastmasters International at the highest caliber in front of 5 unanimous judges in the audience. It's just such an incredible experience for you within you.
Well, with only being 67 in the world, I mean, taken as a percentage of the number of Toastmasters out there, that's really, really small. Obviously, there are some real benefits to achieving this designation.
I believe some of the benefits, as I mentioned already, one of them to me is just a personal sense of satisfaction and achievement within the Toastmasters community. This is such a small percentage of our entire membership. It has a great feeling of accomplishment. The other part to me is the benefit is, again, as I mentioned, it's really, as Cheryl said, the creme de la creme of the speakers in Toastmasters. It to me says you're being taken very seriously, whether you're out there speaking professionally or whether you're a leader within your community or your houses of worship, but it really brings the top game, and it shows us as Toastmasters that we are out there in the world being leaders, being speakers within our communities and within our workplace, within our families.
So it's very prestigious then.
Yeah.
Cheryl, give us your take on some of the benefits there are of achieving the accredited speaker designation.
Some of the benefits along the way, whether a person qualifies or not, which keep in mind, not every person qualifies the very first time going for it. Some of the skills that we learn along this journey include negotiation, especially when we're setting our fees, marketing, promotion, business skills. It takes what we do as a professional speaker, trainer, consultant, author to the next higher level, as Rochelle said, bringing out your best. I think it really makes us elevate our game and our ability to serve others. By utilizing our message and getting it out to the world, we are able to have a more positive impact with every group that we speak to. It does push us. I remember it stretched me beyond any level of my comfort zone going for it. And the time that I went for it, Greg, all the judges were male, and my presentation was on higher self-empowerment for women. They passed me anyway.
That might have been a good thing.
Yeah, being who you are and bringing what you do. And what the judging is for is to see how well are you doing your craft? How much are you an expert in what it is that you're doing?
Rochelle, tell us a little bit about how this benefited you personally. What did you get from the program? What did you get from the journey?
Personally, for me, it was a huge impact to my professional career. As I've been in Toastmasters for 15 years and a member of the National Speakers Association for over 10 years. But having achieved this designation really put me up to a very professional level. And as Cheryl mentioned, a place to negotiate fees, a place to understand marketing and my business better, truly a place where meeting planners, event planners understood or beginning to understand the accredited speaker and what it all involves, how we can then be seen as very serious speakers in our field and experts in our field. I would say, too, may I also just say, there's a sense of personal development that goes with this. It gives you the sense of pride, that sense of strength, that sense of expertise that you just want to keep driving and doing better every single day. So it continues to drive my business forward in a number of positive ways.
Can you give me something specific that you can attribute to achieving that accredited speaker designation?
Yes, I would say that as an accredited speaker, and I also received my certified speaking professional designation from the National Speakers Association, because I have these two designations, I stand as the only woman that has these two designations, and it has had a huge impact on the fees that I can charge and how I am viewed as a high-level professional within my field.
So definitely you set the bar high. I guess the expectations become a lot higher, too.
Yes, but also for those that are going for this, it makes you strive harder. It makes you continue to work, A, to be personally better in your field, but B, to continue to honor the designation of the accredited speaker.
Wow. Cheryl, how has it impacted you?
Wow, I resonate with everything Rochelle said. For personal benefit, what it did for my self-confidence, I felt invincible after I received the designation because at the time of the application, the brochure cover said, are you good enough to be pro? And I didn't know. As a result of going through the process and walking this path and the journey and achieving it, the self-confidence gave me so much more that catapulted my business. So on a professional side, not only did it enhance all of my skills in being in business, plus I was also a member of the National Speakers Association at that time, the two really catapulted my career. I was able to increase my fees, I had greater credibility, and I'm taken more seriously. And I'm very proud to include the designation and name it in any of my speaker introductions and in all of my promotional materials in print and online.
That's excellent. Now, I know both of you are going to be sharing your journey and sharing your stories at the educational session at the International Convention, but what can attendees expect from the session? What are they going to get out of it?
We are going to walk you through how to apply, what is a recognition, how do you track your progress and your achievement, as well as the judge's ballot form, as well as the criteria for judging. Our purpose in sharing everything that we know with having our colleagues right there in the front row, by the way, is to help you learn about this designation, what it can do for you, and how to pass the first time. The red carpet is rolled out for more accredited speakers, and we welcome you to this group of colleagues.
Rochelle, what are the participants going to be doing? I'm assuming there'll be some hands-on.
What I'm most excited to share is the power of mentoring. And the reason this is so important is because, as Cheryl mentioned earlier, I made it the first time because I worked with Cheryl, meaning I reached out to Cheryl and she mentored me. I got through it the whole way. One of the other things we'll be sharing is the power of visualization and how walking through this process, as Cheryl mentioned, going all the way through step by step, all the way through to visualizing accepting the award, as I did, and I had the honor to receive it from Pat Johnson, all the way with the visualization. The last thing that I'd like to share when it comes to the hands-on part would be the ability to blend the eloquence of their words with their movement. Since my background is all dance, a lot of times what I'm seeing on stage is people that are just doing it, almost acting it, as opposed to it coming from their bodies naturally. So I'm looking forward to helping people blend the eloquence of their words with their movement.
Now, they're going to be taking away some handouts and some checklists as well?
Yes, we're very excited about that. And many of the handouts, Toastmasters will have in a special link on the convention site for any of the speakers who submit the handout, that anyone around the world can download these handouts.
If someone wants to attend, is there something that they should prepare ahead of time?
I would say come with an open mind and a heart filled with excitement. I would love for each person attending, because this is main stage, there could be 2,200 people in the audience. Think about how else can you maximize your Toastmasters membership? How can you expand your experience? And if you want to become a professional speaker, or if you already are, this is the designation for you. And everyone who applies, everyone who gives their presentation and passes the two levels of judging can pass. There's five people going for it this year at the International, and each of the five can pass.
I would also like to add that anyone attending this should look at the application information on Toastmasters.org to see exactly what's involved so that they have a sense of what the application looks like. When they come then to our session, they'll have an idea of the questions they still need to have answered or some of the things that may not be clear to them. But it's very clear. The application to me is drawn out so well. It's a very step-by-step. And if they have a heads up of what that involves, then they will be more prepared to attend the session and get even more value to me from our session together.
So normally someone would apply when then? If their goal was to be judged at the International Convention, when would that process actually start?
Applications are due between January 1 and February 1 of each year. And then the level one judging begins after that with the video judging. And then based on that, the individual passes at level one, then they are invited to present at level two at the International Convention in August.
Okay. And you'll be going through that whole process during the educational.
We will.
That's awesome. And I understand that following your session in the same room on the main stage will be the actual level two live presentation judging.
That's exciting. And this year there are five candidates going for it. Yay!
Yay is right.
I think it's incredible the fact that people will be attending your session, seeing how to become an accredited speaker, and then right after that, actually see how the process, the level two process gets done.
It's brilliant programming. This is unprecedented.
That should be really inspiring.
During the session on how to become an accredited speaker, not only will we dispel the myths, we will give you step-by-step how to qualify, how to pass the very first time. We'll also let you know why candidates disqualify at the two different levels and how you can pass easily right through there.
Sounds like it'll be a phenomenal session. That's How to Become an Accredited Speaker, Friday morning, August the 19th at 8 o'clock with Rochelle Rice and Cheryl Rausch, Jazz and Sparkle. Ladies, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Greg.
Thank you.
You can catch Anne, Cheryl, and Rochelle at the Toastmasters 2016 International Convention. It's the 85th annual, August 17th to 20th, at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.